Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who produce our food, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I want to visit today a bit about a rather unique topic. That would be the 2020 annual report of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association. Most of you who farm for a living should have received the report in the mail. If you did not, you can easily access it by visiting our website, sdcorn.org. Now, I know I'm a bit biased, but I really believe this particular report is as fine in quality, topics of interest to corn growers, and how it's presented as any I've seen. For example, there's an update on the ethanol industry and a reminder as to how terribly important ethanol is to our state. In fact, there's a phrase at the beginning that pretty much says it all. I'm quoting, "If anyone ever asks you how important ethanol is to South Dakota's economy, summarize it with three facts. First, agriculture is the state's number one industry. Second, corn is the state's number one crop. Three, ethanol production consumes more than half of the corn that's harvested in South Dakota." Important? I should say so. Hey, you'll also find in the Corn Growers Annual Report a review of exports, how those exports impact our state, and one of the important facts, in a typical year, one-third of our state's corn crop will be exported. I'd forgotten how much happened during the legislative session in Pierre this past year, and in that regard, you can read an overview of the ag-related bills. There's a discussion on the huge involvement of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council in education, including the progress of the Precision Ag Center and the endowment and Precision Ag Director at South Dakota State. You're going to enjoy the section in the 2020 report about the new exhibit at the Kirby Science Center at the Washington Pavilion, sponsored by South Dakota Corn, entitled Grow It. In this city alone, for example, we've got 46,000 schoolchildren, most of whom will spend time at the Science Center. Hey, like I said, this year's annual South Dakota Corn Growers Report is special. If you didn't receive yours, just visit sdcorn.org. As always, you be safe and thanks for what you do.